I heard. I'm trying to make sure you guys can hear me. Something's going on with the call. Recognizes one of the most powerful and passionate voices on the airwaves. Jennifer Kidd empowers and educates more than 1 million listeners across the globe. Not only is she the host
the conference
of today's
is in lecture mode.
Not only is she the host of today's Black Woman Radio Show, but Jennifer Kidd, oh my gosh, it airs on KISS 104 FM in Atlanta, and it is also nationally syndicated. For over two decades, Kidd has represented the power and perseverance of women, challenging them to invoke change and conquer the world in unique and creative ways. Her passion for people and gift for helping listeners realize the amazing power they possess shines through every broadcast. Her relatability style and her authentic persona, it attracts listeners of all ages seeking to encourage the words and give people hope. Some of her prolific guests have included Maya Angelou, Mary J. Blige, Angela Bassett, Tina Turner, Halle Berry, Suzanne Taylor. I mean, she's just been talking to everybody. Again, more phenomenal Black women. I'm just pretty excited to get her on here so she can lift us up tonight. I want you to get even more information about her. You can go to her website, which is www.jenniferkitt.com, and that is JenniferKeitt.com. And then she also does a powerful breakfast to encourage and empower women. I'm sure she's going to tell us more about that. There's an upcoming one, March 16th, if you're going to be in the Atlanta area, and I'm sure it's something you won't want to miss. But without further ado, I want to bring you this mom, this wife, this dynamic woman. Jennifer Kidd, talk to us. Inspire us this evening.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. That's just wonderful. I mean, it just keeps to go on and on and on. And ladies, by no means do I even attempt to take any of the glory of stuff that I hear when people are saying it about me. I'll keep saying, who is that? Who is that? Who is that? Thank you so much, Stephanie and Michelle, for this wonderful opportunity. I am absolutely thrilled to be a part of this brand, Sisters in Faith. I have been doing this thing for women for quite some time now, and I've seen things come and I've seen them go, but I've had the opportunity, particularly with Stephanie, to kind of stay around her and be around her for several years now, and I am thrilled to see the success and the empowerment that God is releasing through her and Michelle with this brand. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I know that you're on the call tonight, ladies, and I know, like me, your time is valuable, so I do not want to take a lot of time and just accolades and talking about things. I want to go right into what I'm deemed or what I've been asked to do tonight, which is talking about the whole concept of empowered faith. And why talk about empowered faith as we kick off the new year? Because it is absolutely appropriate. You know, and I know, especially as believers, as Christian women, that without faith, it is absolutely impossible to please God. So we want to start in that position and in that place of pleasing Him. I want to define for you first kind of my own definition of what empowered faith is. Empowered faith is faith that has been motivated into action. I have been called for years now this motivating force or this inspired force, and I love those kinds of words and terminology, but the truth is, if you don't take something that you've been given and actually turn it into action steps, you're not going to see the results in your life. Tonight, I want to kick off this brand new brand, Sisters in Faith, this brand new Bible, this brand new devotional weekly teleconference by talking about and honoring you by talking about empowered faith. I want to give you an empowered faith booster shot tonight. I'm not sure if you're able to hear me. I hope to God that you are, because I hear a lot of noise on the call, and I do apologize for that. But I want to give you an analogy. I know that we have been hearing a lot about flu shots and a lot about the flu. And the question has been asked over and over again in the media, have you had your flu shot? Well, you know that a flu shot is supposed to ward you against getting the flu virus. Well, an empowered faith shot is activating your faith so that you can be warded against those things that are going to try to hinder your faith this year. Discouragement, defeat, doubt, all of those big D's that come against you during the year, every day of your life. You want empowered faith, and tonight's devotion is about empowering your faith to give you that boost. I don't want to talk about faith in a traditional old way. It's just not my style. Every single week I'm charged with taking the information of our lives and making it fun, making it exciting, keeping people entertained and engaged for an hour. So I want to try to do that for the next few moments with you, but I don't want to talk about faith in the traditional old way. I want to talk about it under this theme that I've been kind of heralding this year of reinventing you. In honor of my upcoming Power Breakfast that has that theme, Reinvent You, I want to talk about this reinvention process, reinventing your faith, reinventing it so that it becomes empowered, so that it's motivated into action, so that you can feel inspired after this call to pick up your Sisters in Faith Bible and begin the devotions and begin going through the Bible in order to reinvent your life. I have been talking with and sharing with my audiences since the beginning of this year what this reinvention process looks like. I want to ask you a question. What areas in your life could stand some reinvention right now? You see, reinvention is the process of going through transformation. It changes the way you think. It changes your relationship. It changes your attitude. It changes your emotional state. When you comb through your life right now, tonight, ladies, what areas could stand to be reinvented? Is it your finances? Is it your relationships? Maybe it's your sex life or your emotional well-being, or maybe it's your spiritual life. Maybe you're on this call because you know you need to reinvent the way that you read the Bible, reinvent your devotional time, reinvent how you're growing in God. That is the process of reinvention. It's when you think about change. It's when you're approaching your life, looking for those nooks and crannies, turning over every rock, discovering which ways your life can be changed through reinvention, through tweaking, through adjusting, through completely overhauling. So as Christian women tonight, I want to talk about this reinvention process, but I want to talk about it through looking at a biblical heroine. I am fighting against this call right now. I don't know if there's anything that we can do to calm it down. I am really feeling like I'm shouting here to kind of trying to get against all of the, or is it just my phone that I'm hearing a whole bunch of static on?
Jennifer, I hear you clear.
Okay, you do? Okay, all right. As long as I'm hearing a lot of noise, and I hope that I'm not sounding distorted. Okay, if it sounds clear, I'm going to continue on then.
Yeah, we're clear. We're not hearing the noise, Jennifer.
Okay, good, good, good. All right. So, empowered faith, reinventing your life through this concept of empowered faith. I want you to think about 2013, ladies. We're only 15 days into it. And as we begin to move into this year, I want you to have a strategy. I want you to actually be able to walk out reinvention. I want your faith to be active and activated through this process of reinvention. I know for me personally, because I like to share on the personal tip, it's one thing to preach at folk, it's another thing to have to live it. I absolutely counted down the minutes to getting into 2013 because 2012 was the year from hell. I am just being honest. I was through with 2012. It was so challenging and so difficult for me. 2013, I stood in that church at the midnight hour declaring and decreeing, this year, Lord, it's going to be different. It's going to be reinvented for me. It's going to be empowered for me. I'm going to utilize my faith in ways that I've never thought of or dreamed of before, and that's what I want for you here tonight as we kick off this Sisters in Faith devotional. When you think about reinvention, I want you to think about the key core areas of your life, your emotions, your physical body, how you're taking care of your temple that God has given to you, your emotions, your relationship, your key relationships with your husband or significant other, with your children, with your sisters, with your church family. I want you to think about your career. I want you to think about your sexuality, your esteem. I want you to think about your finances, your money, every core area of your life. Turn it over in your mind as we talk through just three things that you can do starting tonight to walk into this reinvention process by empowering your faith. The Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 26, that faith without works is dead. For you and I to say we're declaring and we're decreeing something new, something different, something reinvented, we want empowered faith, for us to say all of those things without having corresponding work or corresponding action, it is the exact same as not doing anything. Talk is cheap in the kingdom. You've got to activate your faith through action steps. Faith must have corresponding work. And in the short time that we have left, I want to give you the three things, the three corresponding work items that you're going to do that is going to empower your faith and is going to move you into this place of reinvention. But there's a woman in the Bible who I've discovered who went through an entire reinvention in her life. And I absolutely love her story. It gave me the motivation to even begin this whole reinvention theme. She went from a zero to a hero in just the four chapters in this book of the Bible that represents her life. It took every ounce of faith that she had to endure this reinvention process. So I want you to understand, I'm not giving you pie in the sky right now. I am telling you some really hard stuff that you're going to have to walk through, but it's well worth it because the reinvention that you get at the end is much greater than what you had at the beginning. Now, the woman that I want to look at really quick here tonight, you may be familiar with her story. The woman's name is Ruth, and she's found in the book of Ruth in your Sisters in Faith Bible. I don't have time to go through her entire story. So this whole renovation, this whole reinvention, I'm only going to give you the first three steps. I am not going to give you the whole thing. I want to put that out there up front because we don't have that kind of time. But these action steps will get you started to help you reinvent your life by using your empowered faith. The first thing that I want to look at is what Ruth did in the first chapter of the book of Ruth. And it's the famous declaration that we all know from the book of Ruth, but what she did to get here is the first step that you and I must take when we start talking about reinventing our lives. First, I'm going to read it to you. She declared to Naomi in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following you, for wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge." But how did Ruth get to that declaration? Ruth got to that declaration through this process of reflecting. She looked at where her life was with Naomi. That's what this story is about, the lives of these two women. Naomi had two sons. Ruth married one of her sons, and when Naomi moved to another land with her husband and her two sons and her daughter-in-laws while there, all of the men died, and Ruth got to the place where she reflected on what her life was like with Naomi. With you and I, when we walk into the reinvention process, we've got to reflect, ladies.
The conference is in lecture mode.
You've got to determine what's most important to your life. Before Ruth could say to Naomi, "You are the most important thing to my life, in my life right now," she had to reflect. She had to reflect on where she'd been. She had to comb through her heart and determine, you know what? Life is better with Naomi than without her. I'm going to ask you right now, what's important to you right now? Have you taken the time to sift through your heart, to truly reflect and determine what's most important? What's most important to you spiritually? What's most important in your finances? What's most important in your marriage with your children? Emotionally, right now, what's most important? Reflect on that. That's the first step in walking out your reinvention. Once you reflect, the next thing that Naomi did, as we continue to read in chapter 1, verse 16, is she refocused. She took that process of reflecting, determining what was most important, and then she focused in on it. Here she states to Naomi, "Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." Do you hear the clarity in her declaration? Refocusing, that second step in the reinvention pathway, is that process of you getting crystal clear, ladies, on what's most important to you and why it's important. So you want to have greater finances, but why? You want, what area of your life do you actually need to focus on? Refocus on the budgeting, refocusing on the investing or the saving. What do you need to refocus on in your marriage to truly make it shine? Maybe it's refocusing on your sex life. I know for me, I'm going to put it out there. Tony and I are walking into our season of being empty nesters with only 5 months until my last daughter graduates. I'm refocusing on right now what's most important in my marriage. When you think about it, sex is a great important thing. But after 26 years, baby, I have to refocus on that. I'm going to have to reinvent that. I'm having to reflect on it again and refocus on it and then move into this third step that Ruth did in the beginning chapters, and that is reimagining. In the whole second chapter of Ruth, we see God and Ruth reimagine what her life could be. She picks up this idea of going out to work, a novel idea, but she ends up in a field of the man that she's eventually going to marry, as we know the ending of her story. But during chapter 2, she's imagining what could her life look like as she goes out to glean in the fields every single day and she finds favor. She begins to imagine what life could be, what it should be. This reinvention process, ladies, the action steps to empower your faith. First, begin to look like you reflecting what's most important to you. Then it's on refocusing, bringing up and highlighting that which is most important that you can work on right now. And then it's reimagining, what should that thing look like? What could that thing look like? What could it look like in your business or in your ministry or in your work or in your life right now? And you are well, after these three steps, moving forward on the pathway of reinvention, empowering your faith, activating your faith, because now you have corresponding actions. As you get off this call, begin to reflect where your life has been in 2012 and into 2013. Then begin to focus on what's most important for you exclusively this year, and then begin to imagine, reimagine what life could be, what it should be, as Ruth did. I encourage you to get your Sisters in Faith Bible, read through the book of Ruth, and you will see her a complete reinvention. And then please make plans to join me on March 16th at My Power Breakfast, especially if you're here in the Atlanta area. My website is JenniferKitt, KEITT.com. I think we've got a few minutes left to ask to get comments or questions if you guys have them.
Let me take it off of lecture mode for you. Hello?
Hello?
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Okay, Jennifer, you can now take questions or comments.
Ladies, I'd like to know in this reinvention and empowering your faith, what one area you'd like to focus on. Just real quick, somebody shout it out. What area needs to be reinvented in your life?
Finances, yes.
Relationships, yeah. Absolutely.
Health,
yes.
Career,
absolutely, absolutely. When you reflect on that, ladies, I want you to reflect what's been and then refocus on what should be right now and then reimagine where you can begin your life as you walk into 2013. Please get the Sisters in Faith Bible to help you transition throughout this year in the reinvention process. And I invite you to continue to engage with me in this reinventing, because the pathway is about 10 steps. So I'd like you to be able to continue with me, and you can do that by visiting my website at jennifer.com. Thank you again, Stephanie and Michelle, for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And I'm sure it's going to continue on next week.
Yes, and let me, Jennifer, can you just spell that out for them so they can say your website again so they can make sure they get to the right place?
Oh, absolutely. It's Jennifer Kitt, JenniferKeitt.com. And all roads, Twitter, Facebook, everything is tied to that name. So that one name should be able to connect you with me. And I would love to be able to journey with you as you reinvent yourselves and your lives this year. And as Stephanie and Michelle continue to lead us forward in Sisters in Faith.
Thank you, ladies. Please join us next week at this same time from 7 to 7:30 when Corinne Heath will be sharing with us about the women who are of our descent who are in the Bible. Good night and thank you. God bless
you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jennifer, you blessed us.
Thank you.
That was real.